The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 22 September 2016. I have been thinking in the last 48 hours. Now, remember, before I continue here, and I hope everybody, you might have heard it, but you know, it really doesn't have the same effect. You really have to watch it. The Sovereign Citizen Training for Law Enforcement, you really have to watch that. And the sincerity it is on all law enforcement's face that, you know, this Sovereign Citizen movement, 300,000 strong. Well, I hate to break it to them, it's bigger than that. And they're not separating issues here. You have, on one hand, individuals that are trying to keep the Fed out of their itty-bitty, trying to stay below the radar. You have people that, for various reasons, will not get a driver's license, and when stopped, they want to run the sovereign thing down on a cop that's already been pre-programmed that you're some kind of asset. Or, at the extreme of that, you might be one of these sovereign citizens of which the FBI told law enforcement a couple of years ago that these people don't want to talk to you, they just want to drop you in the street. Now, the problem that with this scenario, and especially with them putting out the Sovereign Citizen Training for Law Enforcement video, in high definition, by the way, is that it endangers people, you and I, because of our political view. Now, that gets broken down in subsections. Well, it should be under the header of the Constitution, but you see, law enforcement very rarely sees any legislation that just helps their job and helps them do their job better. In other words, remove all the shortcuts. And if people argue and fret too much with you, well, taser them or just shoot them. Because after all, you know, it's a dangerous world. We got jihadis running all over the place. We've got 300,000 terrorists running around inside the United States saying that laws don't apply to us. And that is another misnomer and flat out, well, it's something like Southern poverty law would do. All the while extolling the virtues of how accepting you should be of anything and everything, while the head of the ACE, this wonderful group down in Birmingham, Alabama, was nothing but a pervert and a child, a sex molester. I mean, he sexually molested his 15-year-old daughter. So this whole kind of veil has been thrown over everything that you've got to be more accepting. You're watching your culture and your society crumble. You're watching real freaks, and I will say in that vernacular, real freaks coming in demanding this and demanding that and everybody backing down because everybody wants to be tolerant. They don't want to be viewed as being racist. They don't want to be viewed as being against gays or whatever the case may be. I'm sure that in Rome, when Caligula wanted to vote his horse into the Senate, probably pretty much in a different language, but pretty much the same conversations were taking place. Look at what has happened to Rome. And when things got bad enough there, folks, what did they do? Well, free tickets to the football game. I'm sorry. Free tickets to the Colosseum, and we'll throw you a couple loaves of bread, and we'll entertain you. Okay, call up another 50 Christians, let those lions loose, because obviously those were bad Christians that need to be killed for your amusement. Now, the warning signs that I'm seeing right now is what I explained to Sheriff Richard Mack earlier today. He is going to be on with me tomorrow. I have yet to confirm that, but he seems to believe that his schedule is open. And I sent him over. He did not see the Sovereign Citizen Training for Law Enforcement video that was released July of last year. I said, Richard, this is important. It is important because of how the government views anti-government people now. We've all been thrown into a pot that we're extremist. We could be dangerous extremist. The Sovereign Citizen Movement, well, they're trigger-happy fools, and they don't believe in any laws at all. Now what you're seeing in the streets of America, police shooting individuals, individuals shooting at police. But see, this is not being classified as domestic terrorism any more than George Soros with the funding of the groups that want the wanton destruction of their inner cities. Looting, rioting, burning, shooting, maiming, killing, whatever. Why is it that George Soros is not under FBI investigation? If you want to talk about somebody with their bucks that is radicalizing a group of people that are already on a powder keg, they wouldn't know which way the sun set if somebody didn't tell them. They have no idea and no clue while the cultural bottom has fallen out of their neighborhoods and out of their hearts and minds and souls. They don't have a clue or claim that they don't. Now, with all this domestic terrorism going on, and you've seen what's going on with the Syrians and people from Somalia and anybody else that wants to come into this country, just from the outset, I would say this. We can't take any more people in. We can't give any more free giveaways. We have limited a number of jobs in this country. If you believe the government, it's the unemployment's at 5%. Hey, under that scenario, why not let immigrants come into the country? Land of the free, home of the brave, or at least it used to be, with emphasis on both. Used to be the land of the free, and the bravery issue, well, that's being called into question. I do not see people treating this as their country is disappearing before their very eyes. They have become kind of lackadaisical about it. Waiting for the next hit. Waiting for the next hit. All right, what else are they going to do next? Folks, all the pieces are in place for a literal takeover. And some would argue that it already has happened. But a takeover of the United States. But here is the point. They have all the mechanisms in place for those people that are not going to go along with the takeover of America or the disarmament of it. I heard the great Mark Levin today, and this just absolutely made up my mind of where this character, where his mindset is. He's a false or a fox constitutionalist, still pushing for the CONCON, the Constitutional Convention. but he had selected clips of Netanyahu explaining to the United Nations what is going on in the Middle East. That if just the Palestinians would quit fighting and quit resisting, there would be a two-state solution. A two-state solution. The Palestinians had a solution before the Israelis moved in. They had their land. It was called Palestine. Netanyahu claims that the support that's coming in all over the world for Israel, we will get our agenda done. When exactly the opposite is true. People have been schooled in the Nazi Holocaust, have they not? Explain to me the difference between what the Israelis have been doing to the Palestinians and supposedly what Hitler did to the 6 million Jews. Explain to me the difference. And just to make sure that this Muslim president, or so he's called, just authorized $38 billion to go to Israel, for what purpose? Well, since 1973, folks, and this is at a minimum, we have sent Israel a tenth of $1 trillion, well over $100 billion, 40% of which they used to arm themselves. Folks, you can buy a lot of bang bangs for $400 billion. Thank you, Mr. Levin. You have finally showed me your true colors, and I thank you for that. So we have a situation now where I don't think I'm overstating this, that we have a powder keg situation in this country right now. The one thing we've not seen is the match struck and thrown into the warehouse full of firecrackers. Many people believed, and I said it was a possibility, that the globalists want this country down for the count. They did it economically in 2008, cleared the way, getting rid of Glass-Steagall. Our own government did that to prevent oversight of the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by human beings in recorded history. And that is not an overstatement. Nobody has been charged. Nobody has gone to court. Nobody has been found guilty. Nobody has been punished. Oh, they've been fined a few billion here and a few billion there. Out of what? The $1 trillion that they stole? That would be like me robbing a bank and say it was a Friday and there was a lot of cash in that bank. And the manager just happened to leave that vault open just a crack and I was able to get in there and steal hundreds of thousands worth of dollars. Well, the FBI gets involved in the case. They find me and I try to make a deal with the bank. Hey, look, I know you guys have claimed it was only $100,000 I stole, but you claimed that it was $200,000. I get it. Always trying to make a profit. But I'll make you a deal. I'll return $10,000 of that $100,000 I stole. Okay? Is that okay? Essentially, we were told that the very people that caused this enormous problem, and enormous is not a... Damn it. Mr. T, stop texting me, please. Okay? If you want to call into the show, call in. What is going on here is they tried their damnedest to break this country economically. We are still holding on. Not by much. Not by much. Looking at facing the debt that you and I are on the hook for, folks, make no illusion about that. The bailouts that happened, it's on the taxpayers' shoulders. You and I. So let's come at it in another angle. Let's start ripping to shreds with the communists that are working inside this country and being well paid, by the way, by the likes of George Soros and other foundations, Ford Foundation. Let's go after this country culturally. Now, it would be a stretch to try to make some people believe that the ticking time bombs that were planted years ago are now starting to blow up. The welfare state, getting huge swaths of people that are dependent on government. To the point that they believe that the check or the EBT card that is recharged or the checks that are sent, that somehow they have a right to. We created a welfare state and created a permanent underclass in this country. Ticking time bomb. Tick, tick, tick. Do a bank ripoff, really start hurting people, really start affecting people. Tick, tick, tick. Add in the people that are radicalizing and funding. I heard Michael Rivero say, by the way, that this thing in North Carolina, well, down in New Orleans, and yeah, you're welcome with all the help that Texas gave you, you ass hats. That somehow you all want to get together and pull down, I think it was Andy Jackson. Pull down the statue of Andy Jackson. Because he must have been a racist. Let's wipe out all history of the United States. See, history does not bode well when you have a communist flip. We do not want people thinking about yesterday or yesteryear. The same way with the Confederate battle flag that was never the flag, the symbology of the South when they pulled away from the United States and became the Confederate States of America. This was and always shall be, no matter what the revisionists say, was issues of states' rights and self-determination to govern themselves. Now, I'm going to get into more of this, but I'm telling you, folks, the time bombs that have been planted are starting to go off. Now, many of you have professed that I have had a level head. You like my eye. You like how I disseminate stuff, how I'll look at it. My opinion that I put out there, and many of you agree with it. Listen to me now. My skin is starting to crawl, and I have told you in the past there is not much, if anything, that scares me. Death? Hey, I'm grateful for the 63 years I've had. Hope to have a few more, but if not, hey, it's been a good ride. I got the ability to stand around on my own 2 feet, standing upright, straight, observing my world and going, wow. Wow. I am very appreciative of that. But it has to end someday. Hopefully, it'll end on my own terms and not what somebody else feels should be the termination of my life. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. Everybody stay right here. You're going to want to stick around for this program today because, folks, this is starting to get really, really serious.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Kent in West Virginia. Go ahead, Kent. Hello, Kent.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, a couple things about... I read something about this gift they gave to Israel over there, this $38 billion or whatever it was. And now, one feature of this is that they're requiring... Israel was like almost unique in the sense that whatever money they give, they were given previously, they could spend a pretty good portion of that in Israel. They didn't have to buy American weapons. But now they've changed that, and I'm reading from Haaretz, says, Israel's arm makers to become more American under new American military aid pact. So part of this deal is they have to buy American-made equipment.
Yeah, they can't buy the cheap stuff from the regime takedown of any country we've been involved in. They've got to buy the new stuff from us.
Yeah, and now what this article goes on to say is that they think that a lot of these Israeli companies will be opening up American subsidiaries. Now, what will happen then is that when they have a subsidiary in this country producing arms, what they'll do is they'll use their banking connections to do hostile takeovers of. What I'm saying is that it won't be long before they'll be owning, they'll have their own foot in the door, and then they'll be taking over Lockheed Martin and...
Monsanto was in a little bit of trouble there with their GMOs. They have stymied and stopped at state level and federal level the poisoning of Americans. But just to give that a little kick, let's let Bayer buy Monsanto out for... how much was it? Uh, six $6 billion or some crazy amount. I forget what the figure was. But the consolidation of what you're talking about, same thing. The consolidation, and that gives more power in the fascist state.
Yeah, except that our military manufacturers will be taken over by these Israeli subsidiaries, you know, once they get their foot in the door. So that's what I'm seeing as, although I'm, you know, I'm just looking ahead a few years.
Yeah, well.
The two-state solution I've been saying for quite a while is, you know, Netanyahu has been saying for several years, Jewish state of Israel, Jewish state, Jewish state, Jewish state, you know, continuously. Mm-hmm. And now we have what's called the Islamic State, and I'm very suspicious that the Islamic State is a creation of the Jewish state, and there's your two-state solution. You have the Jewish state.
Yes.
And the Islamic.
I was just going to say, Kent, in Syria, they were caught red-handed bombing the Syrian army, Assad's army, and then laying the blame on Russia. And Putin's pretty livid about this one, because he went into Iran on the behalf of Iran to stop the American-funded mercenaries that we have operating over there, pretending to be the resistance and freedom fighters against Assad. They're not even bothering anymore to put up a good imminent front. They're just lying through their teeth, relying on the compliant media in this country, and it's disgusting. It is worse than disgusting. I'm running out of adjectives to adequately describe what I'm seeing here. Now, Syria was one of those seven countries that had to go down. Iran is apparently last on that list. Syria 6th, Iran 7th.
Yeah. Well, they're of course, next year is the 100th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, so we can't exclude the possibility that they want to have their big wars next year. But, you know, I was reading today that they called some of these generals in there, and they're demanding a no-fly zone over Syria.
Yeah.
And the general said, well, that means, that means war with Russia. You know, if you tell the Russians they can't fly, well, they'll say something about
that. They were invited in. We weren't.
Yeah.
We were not invited. We're under this thin little guise of nation-destroying. We're going after the terrorist. And it's becoming readily apparent to just about everybody, Kent, who the real terrorists are. And who are the ones that are killing people right and left? And it sure as hell isn't Russia. Ken, I've got a break. I thank you for your call, sir.
Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your lawn.
By the way, I'll take these calls a little bit here on what Russia is doing about these airstrikes in Syria. And this is not good. Bernard in Vancouver. Hello, Bernard.
Yes. Hello there.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought you might enjoy this. You're mentioning about the Freeman on the Land movement. Well, I guess things are done differently in Canada. I don't know if it's any better. But a man in Alberta, in Edmonton, who's he's been charged with intimidation of a peace officer by filing a deluge of documents in court. They're calling him a paper terrorist because he filed a bunch of documents in court in defending himself against a speeding ticket. So that's the way they're handling it up here. In another case, he was banned from court. But the propaganda goes on, but I thought you might enjoy it. They call it velvet tyranny, where they don't necessarily put out the guns, but they still manage to, you know, to carry on the campaign.
Well, and you're a little bit behind the United States and how they're dealing with things, Bernard.
Right.
You don't have shootings up there. You're not having riots, but the social conditioning and the communist takeover, I think, has pretty much been completed in Canada. Would you not agree?
Well, I can see the point. I realized that in 1970, when Senior Trudeau brought in the War Measures Act and two of the three parties voted for it, the NDP was opposed. Nobody ever called it to martial law, but I don't know what else you'd call it.
Well, do me a favor, Bernard. One of these days, you know your own goings-on in Canada better than I do. Why don't you just whip out the shortened, condensed version of the finer points of the Communist Manifesto? Just take the first 10, look at it, compare what's going on in Canada, and then you tell me.
Well, I will do that, but I want to mention I come from a background similar to many of your people in the States, Irish, Roman Catholic. In the 1950s, I've been thinking back how just seriously they took that issue at the time. I was amazed, for example, that the senior Joseph Kennedy put over $100,000 in the campaign of one Richard Nixon in a campaign in California, which was fought over. He was, of course, portrayed as Red Bader and all this, but I believe that a lot of these men took this really seriously. And Bishop Fulton Sheen, who was one of the first evangelists on TV, he was considered an authority on communism, and he was very concerned about it. So, and then the other thing they found out was Joseph McCarthy, he ended up at the same institution as James Forrestal, one of the more interesting events in American history. Joseph McCarthy ended up in Bethesda Naval Hospital psychiatric ward, and they just kind of wonder how that happened. Maybe there's a book called Red Fog Over America, Canadian author William Carr.
You know, I thought you were going to say when you were talking about old man Kennedy of how he made the family fortune, how he started it by running whiskey from Seagram's in from Canada into the United States during Prohibition.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought the lesson of American history was that Prohibition was a bad thing. I never thought selling booze was a bad thing. We have the Brahmins in Canada. They made the whiskey and sold the whiskey, and nobody ever called them bootleggers. I mean, that's not such a bad thing. It's probably an understatement, you know. But the thing is, Kennedy also was the head of the Security and Exchange Commission, ambassador to Great Britain. But the interesting thing is, when he got involved with the booze, he was being shot up and hijacked by Jewish gangsters, and according to one good source, that's why he ended up allying with the Italian mafia, because you can't be an independent in that business if somebody's going to come and shoot your men and injure them, and you have to pay in their widows.
I've got a news flash for you. The right. Italian mobs in the United States were controlled by the Jewish mobs. Always have been, always will be.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there's more to be learned.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your call, Bernard.
Anytime.
All right. Yeah. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Who started Las Vegas? Mob money? Really? Which mob? It was the Jewish mafia. Wasn't the Italianos. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Yeah, and the Purple Gang from Detroit.
John, years ago I met one of those clowns. They came down to a TV station that we were doing an interview with, and we weren't told that one of the Purple Gang was going to be in studio. And my broadcast partner was in the studio after we were clear, after we were off air. Guy looked across the table at me and he goes, "He's a paper tiger, isn't he?" And I just looked at him and I said, "You're part of the Jewish mafia." And he just sat there in stunned silence, didn't say another word, picked up his stuff and left.
Well, they used to hang out in my hometown, north of Detroit, Mount Clemens. And a lot of booze came across Canada into Mount Clemens. They had speakeasies and underground tunnels. They were quite between Mount Clemens and Detroit, it's around 20 miles, but it was nothing but country roads then. So it turned into quite a heyday for them. And the singer of my band's family was related to them in some way, too. I mean, they had connections. Whenever they went to Vegas, they had comp everywhere. So you're right on with that one.
Yeah. Anything else, John?
I just was thinking about this influx of all these different ethnic groups into our country, and remembering Bill Clinton stating back, I think in the 90s, about the United States not having a white race or white population by the 2050.
The numbers varied. It was reported 2037, 2050, 2025. We're almost there right now, and with no abeyance, by the way. They're going to keep bringing these people in. They're going to keep.
Well, they know that their agenda is to annihilate most of us to begin with, according to the Georgia Guidestones and Ted Turner and the rest of the elitists. They have no use for us, and they're bringing these different cultures in. Is just building on the Tower of Babel that they've created in our education system. It's just the extension of that with this stupidity of our country's people that have gone through three generations already of of being dumbed down and have no really communication skills except for pressing numbers on their devices. Or
well, and they know nothing. They have been lied to by the controlled media, and we all know who owns them.
Right.
There has been no education, a basis, and a strong basis of education in our school system, telling our young minds exactly what kind of government we have, how it's structured, the thou shalts and the thou shalt nots. That's called the Constitution. They're not being taught that. They're being taught social studies, being dumbed down through Common Core. What was it before with George Bush? No child left behind.
Outcome-based education.
Outcome-based education. So we have a bunch of tweeting, twerking Twitterers out there that don't know anything from anything. They're being left a world that there's nothing they're going to be able to do anything about, even if they wanted to, which they're not going to have the mental capacity or the intestinal fortitude to even want to try.
Well, to reinforce that, people that are graduating from the school up here in northern Michigan look at a clock with numbers on it, and they can't tell you time. This area was used as a laboratory with Governor Engler's bringing it in through executive order, the piece of scum he is. He's in Washington now with all the other ones that have sold this state down the line. They've been cheated, and we're very our country's getting what they deserve because of the agenda that's been put in place. I remember reading a letter that can be found on the internet. Mark Tucker sent the Clintons once they got into office. It would be something interesting for you to at least present part of it. But Mark Tucker was part of the group that developed the agenda that Charlotte Isabey talks about, and it's very destructive what they had planned for, and that's why where we're at right now. Even the people in Congress that went through that education system are still dumb as dirt too, and bought off, of course.
Well, and designed that way. What we're discussing here is the balkanization of America, to split a culture, to turn itself on itself, and that's
right.
Exactly what we're seeing going on right now, and it may be. They're forcing the issue here. Now, I've reported before that the politicos I've been talking about, they're looking at me and going, hey, we don't see any other way out of this except for a revolution. My God, in heaven.
Yep. We're getting things rolling, I think, with all of this racial tension that's being built up at the present time. And when I brought up the agenda with Mark Tucker, well, there was a meeting with Hillary and David Rockefeller and Ira Magaziner were the ones that developed these programs back in the late 80s.
John? I'm going to let you go.
Well, I appreciate all you're doing, John. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
My granddaughter started them.
That's fine. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call. I was going to say to him, and we got a screaming kid in here, and I'm really not in the mood for unruly children right now. Sorry, John. I know granddaughters are like that, and so are grandsons. At any rate, I was going to tell him about the story we posted. The executive, L. Brooks Patterson, said this day before yesterday, he's the Oakland County executive, that, well, he's got a little problem with, you know, the refugees that are coming in. And he says, we're not going to speculate when, where, against whom we'll file a lawsuit because we're still performing our due diligence on this matter. Well, he said this on WJR's Frank Beckman's program. And he came out and stated, Oakland County leads Michigan in refugee resettlements, and Michigan leads the nation. So we're right in the middle of this fight. Excuse me, Mr. Patterson, what fight? You have given up the fight. And to load up Michigan with more unemployment is unconscionable. This L. Brooks Patterson is one crooked SOB. He's been snaking and slithering around southeast Michigan for a lot of years. And Michigan, I hate to tell you this, but you guys are gone. You guys are cooked. Ted in Georgia. Thanks for holding, Ted.
Yes, how you doing, John?
Hi.
I'm listening, and I you're coming through loud and clear, and I hear you, and I totally agree. You know, years ago when I read the book Gulag Archipelago, Solzhenitsyn made a statement that of the Soviet police as 10,000 trained beasts. They had over 50 methods of torture. And for years, I pondered, how is it possible to train normal human beings to be such thugs, and mindless and heartless thugs? And now we're seeing it right here. They're training our police in the same manner.
Yes, sir. And where were they trained on the finer points of total kill option, dynamic entry, and how to do house-to-house searches and seizures? Right from Israel.
Right. Well, I don't know why some of our police don't wake up and see through this maze of brainwashing. That's what they're doing to them. And they're sending police and sheriffs over to be trained by the Mossad thugs.
Well,
also.
And you know, this is why I put in a call, and it was basically an emergency call to Richie Mack, because he was the head of the CSPOA, or Constitutional Sheriff's organization. And I'd ask him, I said, did you see that video that I've been talking so much about? He admitted that he didn't. And, you know, going to Washington, D.C., tugging on the coat strings here of our legislatures in Washington, D.C. is not going to do it. They have been bought and paid off a long time ago. We're going to be left with a scenario that it's going to be with what we have, that's all we're going to get. And,
yep.
And if we do not have people that will now step into the light and say, enough of this. And I don't give a damn if they're wearing a badge. I don't care if their daily weapon of choice is a mop mopping City Hall. I don't care who they are. It is time now for the people of this country to stand with a clear voice and a clear mind and say, enough. This needs to stop, because we're not going to be able to get any help. But the only help that we're going to get is from the channels that we have informed. Now, the debate now behind whispered closed doors, whispering behind closed doors, is with many cops, when do I bail? You know, I still have a family. I got to pay my mortgage. You know, I don't think I'm going to make it to retirement. You know, what do I do? Well, here's a thought. Get out the Constitution and read the damn thing, especially when it says that no law can be passed that goes against the intent of the framers of this Constitution. And I don't give a damn what liberal court, Supreme Court, federal judge, some NGO, some crooked politician, or some support political group out there has said and been accomplished through policy. I don't care. It is time now that your butts, you're putting yourselves, now this is a message to the police, you are putting yourself in harm's way. And I've made that statement putting you first, us second. When in reality, that sovereign individual, that person that is protected by our God-given rights enumerated in that Constitution, it's that First Amendment, it's that Second Amendment, we've seen the Fourth Amendment and all the other amendments flushed down the toilet. It's time to crap or get off of the pot. And if you choose to turn a blind eye to what we have been saying, this, look, Ted, this sovereignty issue, this is just not the protection of the individual against the state. It's protection from the globalist in our national sovereignty. And these asshats are turning a blind eye to that. And that's really what is at the root of this movement and has been for a number of years. It's the restoration and return to the Constitutional Republic, and they can take their communized administrative state and stick it in their ear. Because we have the right under this Constitution not just to criticize, not just to use angry words, but to dissolve that damn government.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I spent what I call 50 years in the belly of the beast. And what I mean is a church denominational ministry.
Huh.
I was a three-time whistleblower, and I made it my business to understand what's going on. And I stayed the course, and I learned. I learned a heck of a lot. And today, I see no glimmer, not one single glimmer of hope that the churches will take the lead.
It's not going to happen. They're going to be the whistleblowers in the future. Yeah. Ted, I've got to run. Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. Steve, Bob, Brent, and others will get to your calls as well. 800-313-9443. I've got a lot of information to go through. So if you're just going to call in just to comment and, you know, you can hold back, please do.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hey there, John. You opened up the show, made an interesting comment, which I have to agree with. Why isn't George Soros under investigation? I mean, we look back at that movie, Good Night, Good Luck. You know, we worried about 200 communists being in the country to overthrow the government. You have Soros here trying to overthrow our government with globalism.
Mm-hmm.
And then to answer you, Ted's question there, why won't the church step it up to the plate to step in and do anything? Is that a little thing called 501c3 tax status? It's always about the money. They're going to remain silent or lose that status.
Well, and it's interesting. George Bush Sr. comes out and says, "I'm voting for Hillary,"
Yeah.
Now, that shows you the dysfunction of what these people that put an R in back of their name, that they were somehow Republicans. And here is, we see coming into view, you know, Mr. Points of Light. And I am just simply amazed. The arrogance of these fools. They think they have it sussed. By the way, that I don't know if I got around to reading that Matt Lauer interview with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that took place, Hillary Clinton she keeps talking about Donald Trump not being able to control himself. He's out of control. He's going to have his finger. He's going to have the nuclear codes and all this stuff. This wench went crazy. And there were people there that verified and witnessed what she had said, heard it for themselves. And she said, have you all lost your effing minds?
Right.
They're going to bury us. In other words, she's under a lot of pressure because that indictment, just the same way that they haven't indicted Soros for radicalizing here in this country, everybody's betting on Hillary getting in there. And even Daddy Bush. Now, you would think that some kind of damage control would have come out and said, well, you know, he was having a particularly bad day, or he was mad, or maybe he's losing his mind making such a statement. But nary a word about this. Hardly a word.
You know, I made a comment to Michael Rivera on his show today that something I noticed, one of the newest pictures I saw of Hillary, it showed kind of a moon face. I think I sent you that email.
Yeah, it's another distraction. Because
I'm going to tell you why. Let me tell you real quick here.
Yeah.
Is that I believe she's on prednisone. It's a corticosteroid, and that actually will shift your moods and make you very moody and irritable. And
She has always been this way. Going back to the days of Billy in Hope, Arkansas. Going back to the days of Governor Clinton in Arkansas, this wench, the people that had the security detail will tell you about Hillary. She has always been like this. Now, chances are she's getting worse in her older age, but I found it ironic that she accuses Donald Trump of not being a stable individual when she throws stuff. She's scared because I think she knows if Trump gets in office, DOJ investigation, and it's not going to be what we have seen lately here handling the Clintons or anybody else, that there's a good chance that Hillary and her clowns are going to go down.
I agree.
Thanks,
John.
Okay, thanks, Steve. We are in an area right now, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a lot on the table. There's a lot at stake. There's a possibility of this thing unraveling, it just as it did today. Check our website out, republicbroadcasting.org. They're starting to look at Haiti and how that ripoff happened. The heat is on. Now, here's the question. What are they willing to do to keep things in status quo, get Hillary Clinton into office? Folks, I don't even have to let my imagination run wild. I can think of several possibilities right off the top of my head. Hour two coming up of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.